apparently somebody has started Christmas already.
Yes, loads of people have. And this is the thing that's interesting, because for many of us, we're still taking down our Halloween decorations. But for some, there have been quite a lot of reported sightings of Christmas trees all around the country. I myself was driving up the Long Mile Road last week and I saw a Christmas tree in the house there. I'm not talking about the shops and shopping centres and that. I'm talking about people's houses. There was another reported sighting of a Christmas tree in a house in Saggart. And then when I was back home around the Newbridge area at the weekend, there was this kind of beacon drawn me towards this house. It's in Walsh's town. It's near Kilcullen, in a housing estate, semi-detached house, very nice house, nice bay window to the front. But taking over the whole bay window was a Christmas tree, and I felt drawn to it, and I needed to find out what was going on, who were the people behind the Christmas tree. And I walked up the door and I rang the doorbell and I met this woman called Sheila Kinsella, married to Joe, two teenage children, Keely and Connor. God bless them. And guess what Sheila was wearing? This is like, yes, no, Sunday.
Mrs. Claus outfit.
Nearly right. She was wearing a Penny's jumper that was red with a white snowman on it. And she'd
Ryan Trafferty was wearing one of those this morning when I came in, I saw him.
Yeah, but he also had his little November beard or whatever it's called.
Yeah, but he was wearing one of those things.
Was he? A Christmas jumper?
Yeah, a red one with a Santa Claus on it or something like that. A snowman.
Well, anyway,
he wasn't wearing anything else.
That was nice, actually. Was he not wearing a snowman underpants?
He wasn't wearing anything else. No, it was just that. It was a long jumper.
Rudolph. Anyway, so I went, the door, right? And this absolute feast of Christmas just hit me in the face. It was phenomenal. But what's quite interesting is not everybody in the house is as enthusiastic as Sheila is, but she is the most enthusiastic Christmas person I have ever, ever, ever met.
Well, first of all, I put it up on Tuesday night for Halloween and confused the kids a little bit. Yeah. And it's a new tree that I got, 7 sets of lights on it. Just mad about it. So I don't want to take it down.
Ever.
Has to stay up. I just love it.
So 7 sets of lights and lots of little decorations on it. Any sentimental decorations?
My aunt sent me up there one with all the kids' names on it. And then they're just bits that I've gathered up since I've moved out of home from my mum's.
How long ago was that?
That's 17 years now.
Sheila, how many little decorations would you say you have on your tree?
Probably between 60 and 70. And then all the animated ties then around the place as well.
Yeah, you have a life-size Santa Claus here. We've lots of little Rudolphs and snowmen,
reindeer,
all animated.
And my polar bear over there as well.
The obvious question, Sheila, why?
I love Christmas with a passion. Love it. I wish it was every day. I love it. I love the music. I wake the kids up in the morning playing CDs. I just love it.
Like at the moment in November?
Oh, at the moment. Yeah. October even.
Yeah.
Because I had it up in October.
You'd wake your children up playing Christmas CDs.
Yeah. And even doing a turkey now next weekend as well. Pre-Christmas dinner for them.
How long have you been doing this?
Well, I'd put it up early every year, but the last 3 years just got earlier. Mm. So September next year.
What about taking it down?
Well, it's Connor's birthday then in February. So I do try and hold out till then. But they do have a debate with me over that. But sure, we'll see. It doesn't come down when it's meant to come down anyway.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Sheila, when you put up this tree last Tuesday.
Last Tuesday evening.
Yeah. How did it make you feel?
I was so excited. I couldn't sleep that night. Mm. Couldn't sleep. I wanted to stay up all night with it.
Sheila, your enthusiasm is wonderful. But is it shared with all your family? Two teenage children. Kaylee, what age are you?
17.
What do you make of your mum's enthusiasm for Christmas?
It's not shared anyway.
Really? Go on, tell us.
It's way too early. She was setting it up on Tuesday evening before Halloween and she had candy canes and everything laid out to hand out to the children. They were so confused. Oh, it's terrible. I basically protest. I just have no part in it whatsoever. I tell her she's crazy.
And she wakes you up with Christmas songs in the morning.
Yeah, this morning she woke me up at 8 o'clock playing bloody Jingle Bells. Oh my God. It's all I can say.
Are there other Christmas things she does that shows she goes that extra mile?
Well, the giant Santa Claus that doesn't stop singing is one thing. The jumper that she's wearing with snowman on it in October. She has the main TV in the sitting rooms plugged into the Christmas lights. So if we want to watch TV in the sitting room, we have to turn on the Christmas lights. So I sit out in the kitchen and watch the telly out there because I just can't put up with it. I came down the stairs this morning to go get my breakfast and found there was another tree up in the kitchen. Like, one, fair enough, but two was just mad.
She's kind of unstoppable, isn't she?
Indeed.
Do you mind if I go into your downstairs, Lou? I'll just have a little peep in here because I saw something that impressed me. Because she's got a towel on her rail with Santa Claus on it and she's a little snowman on the windowsill.
And I've the stairs done as well. I've garland on the stairs with lights and Santa and bells and everything on it.
We go into the kitchen here. Lovely house. Thanks for showing me.
This is the tree that appeared this morning at about 8 o'clock. And
it's not a small tree in the kitchen. It takes up a full corner. It's a big tree. How many lights are on that?
There's only six on that one.
Only six.
Only six on that one, yeah.
Can you describe that for people?
I can. And I even have a box of crackers and all here. This Christmas tree now is 17 years old. And I have it decorated with robins because I love animals so much. And there's just so much on it. So much sentimental value to that tree. That can never go anywhere. That'll be going up every year now for the next 17 years.
And Sheila, it must be fun eating the breakfast off the Christmas table you've set up. Could you describe that?
I can. I have a Christmas runner there that I got in New York as well. I have Santa's candles. I have a wine cover, Santa wine cover. I have the garland then to go on the door. And I have a few other bits hanging up. I've Rudolph. And I have Santa then up above the presses.
Sheila, your husband has just pointed me out the back of your house where you've Christmas lights all over your garden, outdoor Christmas lights.
Well, he won't do up the front for me now for another few weeks. So I said I better get the back done. And I've loads then to go out the front when he puts them up, hopefully the weekend.
And Sheila, what would you say to people who might think you've gone a bit over the top with the whole Christmas festivities?
I'd say not at all. Sure, the government is ruining the country. So when you come into my house now, it's all bright, happy, cheerful and everything else like that. So I'd urge people to come and follow me now and put up their Christmas tree and brighten up all their homes and give everybody now a good smile when they come into the house and everything like that.
Well, Sheila, you've certainly brightened up my day. So I suppose, happy Christmas.
And happy Christmas to you, to Derek, to all your listeners, to all people on the show and to everybody else.
You see, I don't know if you can say those words this early.
I know, and I was speaking
to... The HC.
I was speaking to the great one, Mr. Gogan,
yeah.
Mr. Larry Gogan, who will play the first Christmas single on the 3rd of December. And so therefore, I only kind of did little tidbits of Christmas songs. But I'm just wondering, is Sheila the most enthusiastic Christmas person ever in this country? Is she alone?
Mm-hmm.
Who else have put up their trees? If you have your tree up, give us a call, 1850-715-922. What do you think about it all?
922?
Or sorry.
900. I'll do the numbers, Brenda. Anyway, you can
do you
see
know
the
what
pictures.
One that is?
No.
I won't tell you so.
Sounds like some insurance company or something like that.
No, it's 2FM.
Hope it's not one of those hotline numbers where you chat to people.
No.
Anyway, you can have a look at Sheila when Brenda met Sheila on our website, rte.ie/Mooney, and see her lovely Christmas tree.